That's good coffee. Good morning, all who inhabit Earth, and welcome to Coffee with a Side of Artie. I'm your host, Artie. Welcome to episode 18. Wow, episode 18 of season 2, mind you. Like, that's a lot. And today, we're going to dive back into something that I talked about in season 1. I'm not going to lie to you. This topic... excuse me. This topic will probably come up a lot. As I continue to create... As I continue to create my podcast, I don't know why I blanked out for like so long right there. We're going to talk about my all-time favorite band, 21 Pilots. I don't know if I mentioned this in my season 1 episode of 21 Pilots, but I'm going to talk about it now. So my older sister Caroline introduced me to them in, I want to say, 2012, when they released a 3-song EP that had Trees, Car Radio, and I think House of Gold. I wonder if I can check. I'm gonna try. Like, maybe they have the little EP. Let me see. Oh, they don't have it anymore. But it was like a 3-single EP. I do know for sure Car Radio was on it, because that's the song that got me hooked to 21 Pilots. And then the album Vessels came out, and I've just been hooked ever since. In 2015, 21 Pilots came out with Vessels, which followed up with Heathens, their single from Suicide Squad, and I missed a big chance to go see them live. I don't remember when they were coming to San Antonio. I remember it was a date added, but it was for their Blurry Face tour, and I missed out. My older sister Caroline, who introduced me to them, was like, hey, they're actually coming to San Antonio, do you want to go see them? And I told her, I was like, you know what, no, we'll wait till their next concert. And boy, did I miss out like crazy, because after Blurry Face, they went on their hiatus until until 2018. Well, that's not true. In 2016, they did a cover of the song Cancer by... oh, man. What's the name of that band? By My Chemical Romance. They did a cover of that in 2016 during their tour for Blurry Face, and then they went on their hiatus until 2018 when they came out with Trench. And... again, I missed out big time not going to see Blurry Face. So as soon as they released the tickets for Trench, I made sure to buy them. And boy, did I get extremely lucky. If you follow me on Instagram, either personal... did I put it on my... I'm gonna check right now. Okay, I didn't. So I'll probably put it for this episode. But we got really lucky, and it's crazy. So I remember I was at a doctor's appointment with my father, and I told him, I was like, Dad, I need you to transfer this money back into my account, because I would have him save it for me, or put it in my hidden savings, so I could have, like, you know, a lot of money saved up. And when they released their tickets, they announced that they were coming to San Antonio, and I got really excited. So I remember I went to Ticketmaster, and I was looking, and the first seats that I got seats for my sister, my older sister, my brother, and myself. And the first seats that I got, I was like, they were kind of midsection, AT&T Center. If you are from San Antonio, then you know what I'm talking about. But they were midsection. They weren't too high. They weren't like down on the floor. But I was like, maybe I can find something a little bit better, maybe something a little bit closer to the stage. So then I kind of refreshed it, and the seats that they ended up giving me were higher, and I was like, oh no, I messed up real bad. So then I refreshed it one last time just in case, and they gave me decent seats again, midsection, not too bad, not too far, not too close, you know. So I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna book it. I booked it, three seats, got them real good, and we were excited to go see them. And when we went, you know, the first thing that happened that was funny is the opening band came out and they called us Houston, I think, or Dallas. It was either Houston or Dallas, but all of San Antonio that was there got so angry. It was pretty intense. It was pretty sad. I felt bad for them, but at the same time, I was like, you guys kind of did that on your own. I can't help you. But yeah, they had called us that, and then after they left, they were setting up the stage for 21 Pilots to come out, and we were all getting really excited, and then the lights went low, and Josh Dunn, the drummer of the band, comes out with his torch, and then the car, you see the car on the stage, and the car ends up on fire. That was awesome to see. And then all of a sudden we see this tiny little stage come out next to us, and the three of us are like, no effing way, there's no way. And then they open the song with Jumpsuit, which is one of their most popular songs. It's a really good song. If you have never listened to 21 Pilots, it's a suggestion, but they open with Jumpsuit, and then they go into, I think, Levitate, and then they go into Fairly Local, and Fairly Local is one of my favorites because of the bass, and then it has this really nice violin section, or maybe not violin, but string section, and it's just really pretty to listen to, and it's also very just empowering, you know. So then they start singing that, and then all of a sudden, this lead singer, Tyler Joseph, just busts out on that little stage next to us, and he starts singing, and, you know, at first we're like, you know, it's got to be an actor, there's no way, like, we're kind of talking to each other, and then, but we're also just jamming out to the song, because it's awesome. And then he has a ski mask on, and that's something that he has done, and I'll get into that more later as to, like, why that's a big deal, but he has his ski mask on, and then, you know, he's singing, it's Fairly Local, and all this stuff, and then he takes off his ski mask at the end of the song, and we lose our minds because it's actually him. It is insane. Excuse me, I burped. I'm sorry. But it is insane. Like, we were so excited. Like, if you follow me personally on Instagram, and I'll probably showcase it on my Coffee with a Side of Artie Instagram, but then you know just how crazy I went listening or seeing him, like, the whole time. Like, in the video, you can hear me just, like, going ballistic. You hear my little brother going, oh my god, oh my god. And then you hear my little sister, wow. And then you hear my older sister going, oh. And then he, like, goes back, or he heads back to the main stage, and he brushes up against her shoulder, and I'm, like, super jealous of her, and she's, like, making fun of me and stuff like that. But this was for their Trench era. And so today we're going to talk about, I'm talking about 21 Pilots today because on May 21st, their newest album comes out, Scaled and Icy. And when they release an album, things just go crazy, so to speak. Maybe not crazy, but things just, when they release an album, like, it's a big deal. It's really cool. Their fan base, first off, they're called Clickies. especially those who have been there since the very, very, very beginning of 21 Pilots. And they've blown up immensely, or crazily, like, they just really have. They've won a Grammy, which is awesome, and it's crazy the way they won their Grammy, and we'll get into that later, but, no, we'll get into it now, because I have to talk about the new album and, like, the conspiracy theories, and that's one thing that I really love about this band, is that, like, when they release an album, like I said, it's a big deal, it's a big conspiracy theory. You have people left and right being like, this is what I think is gonna happen, 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 and it's just, like, you know, boom, 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 and then you take little tidbits from each one, and you're like, okay, these things make sense, these things make sense, these things make sense, and it's just, it's a lot of fun to see, you know, the internet kind of explode. I have a bug bite, it's really itchy. The internet kind of explode over two guys, because that's all this band is. It's just two guys. So, yeah, it's really cool to see the internet just go crazy for these guys. Getting back into it, so they won a Grammy from their Blurry Face album back in 2015-2016-ish. I'm gonna look it up right quick just to make sure. Let me see. When did they win a Grammy? Let me see. Come on. I'm getting closer. Okay, so it's for Blurry Face. I'm almost there, I think. Okay, hold on. I want to say it was for Stressed Out. They won for Pop Duo Group Performance in 2017. And it's a crazy, crazy thing, because with the way that they won, they got up from their seats and they took off their pants. They go up on stage in their underwear, and they explain why they did that. And it's just a unique story. You know, they were like, you know, back in when we first started, we were watching the Grammys. I invited Josh over, and we were in our underwear in my basement or whatever. And, you know, we said, like, if we ever got here one day, we'd have to win it in our underwear. And so here we are, winning it in our underwear. And it's a funny story. In my opinion, I think it's funny. I like it. I think it's funny. I like it. It's awesome. So they won a Grammy. And then Trench came out, and Trench was a really good album. It has a lot of really good songs on it, a lot of good vibes to it, some that you can just jam out to, some that you kind of, like, if you need to take a step back and just kind of think, you know, that's what you do. And so that's when I got into, like, the conspiracy theory, because on Twitter they had things popping up on different, it was just, it's insane, it's really crazy, but it's also a lot of, like I said, it's a lot of fun to see. And so when this one came out, I remember at first everybody was like, nah, like, this is fake because of the color schemes and all this stuff, and stuff like that. So when it was actually announced, it was like, it was a surprise and a little bit of a shock. Other things that have happened between Trench and Scaled and Icy is Tyler Joseph and his wife Jenna had a baby. And Josh Dunn married his girlfriend turned fiance turned wife now, Debbie Ryan. And just, you know, to give you more backstory about them. But I don't even remember what I was going to say. And getting back to it, the conspiracy theories. So, on April 6th, they started announcing their newest album, Scaled and Icy, that, you know, it's going to come out on May 21st and stuff like that. And one of the first things that people started noticing is that at the bottom of the posters saying, or the announcement posters, were these little, I don't know what they're called, discrepancies? It's like tidbits of words at the bottom, but they're talking about this group, Dima. And again, this conspiracy theory goes back a long way. So I guess getting back into it. So when they first started announcing Trench, they started talking about this place called Dima and how it was run by nine, I don't want to say priests, but like maybe Templars might be like the right way to say it. And the theory goes that like the boys were trapped in this place, this walled up colony, and that Josh Dunn got out, and that and during Blurry Face, you know, they're trying to escape, but Tyler didn't get out. And when they first started announcing Trench, like I said, they started talking about Dima, and they started talking about this guy named Clancy and how he tried to escape, but that he failed a lot, and how I guess Tyler and Josh were trying to recreate his attempts so that way Tyler can get out and stuff like that. And then during the Trench era, in the music videos, they actually showed like what the colony would look like with the bishop, that's what they were called, the bishops, what the bishops look like, the ones that are keeping all the people there and making sure that the people follow the rules and all this stuff. And I mean, it goes deep. Like if you look into it, you know, it's a lot of, like I said, it's a lot to look into, but it's a lot of fun to look into. Excuse me. So again, when Trench was being announced, like they were going through all this stuff and showing all these things, and you find out that numbers have a significant meaning and color schemes have significant meanings, and it's just, it's really inspiring in a way. You find out that for the Blurry Face album, they have these nine dots. It's a 3x3, and there's nine dots, and you find out that Blurry Face is one of the bishops. And when they start showing Trench, you see that Blurry Face also represents these nine towers in the middle of Dima, where the colonies all go to hang out, or not hang out, but like they go to pray, I guess would be the right way to say it. And like I said, for the Trench era, it's basically showing Tyler Joseph trying to escape. For the Blurry Face era, there's a music video for Heavy Dirty Soul where he's in a car and it looks like he's heading towards Dima, because they don't show the driver, they just show the driver in a hood. And then the car ends up getting on fire, and that's a big thing in Trench. And then for Trench, the first song that they released was Jumpsuit, and Tyler Joseph gets on top of the car and he's like, "You guys have been asleep, but now it's time to wake up." And so, you know, everybody's like, whoa. And then on Twitter, they were showcasing like an eye opening to wake up, so to speak. And it connected. It had that kind of connection. So, like I said, you're connecting all of it. And like, again, just going back into it, it's like a big, big conspiracy, but it's really awesome to follow up. Oh, well, maybe because I'm like a huge fan. it's a lot of fun to follow up on, and I enjoy explaining it to, you know, my mom and dad or to my siblings if they want to know and stuff like that. But so for Trench, they showed that in the music video. They showed him running away from this guy in a red hood who was one of the bishops. And if you've seen the Blurry Face album cover, the nine towers that represent the nine bishops, there's two that are in red. You also find out that one of the bishops is named Nico. And I don't remember if he helps them escape. He might not. I'm not 100% sure right now. Please don't judge me, Clickies. Please. I'm sorry. But, you know, you have Nico and the Niners, and then you see him, like, escaping, and then you see him getting captured again, and it just goes crazy. And again, the color schemes they represent stuff, so the red represented the bishops, and then for Trench, it was yellow. And from what I'm understanding is the bishops can't see yellow, so in the scene where the bishop kind of gets off his horse and, you know, he's telling Tyler, like, you're coming back with me, above them on the cliffs are all of these other, or all of the rebels, if you will. I don't think rebels is the right word, but you have, like, Josh Dunn and, like, the other followers in yellow, and they start sprinkling yellow flower petals, and it's to kind of confuse the bishop because he can't see yellow and stuff like that. And it's a lot to wrap your head around, but it's a lot of fun to wrap your head around. So then when this album came out, you know, everybody was kind of shocked with the color scheme. It was like pink, blue, or like a teal, and then yellow, but yellow being, you know, from the last album, they were like, okay. And then they found out that Scaled and Icy is an anagram for Clancy is Dead. And Clancy was one of the people trying to escape and teaching Tyler how to escape. So then they were like, okay, so this is weird. And then, like I said, when they first brought out these posters, there was like a little thing at the bottom that said, let me see. This experience is presented in association with Dima Organization and Good Day Dima. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Sacred Municipality of Dima and do not necessarily reflect the policy or position of the artist. Any content provided during this filmed performance event is property of Dima Organization. And then it shows, like, the Dima Organization, and then it shows the nine dots. So, seeing this, another thing that people were noticing, is, and this is like a discussion that was put on Reddit that I'm reading from a Tyler Joseph fan page that said that it seems like the boys were forced to make Scaled and Icy for Dima. It says a lot of clues are pointing towards Dima forcing the boys to make Scaled and Icy reveal posters. First of all, the posters have Dima related publishers. There's a TV in every image, but we don't believe what's on TV. And that's a big song from Blurry Face. And that's something to just, you know, and the songs have hidden meanings. And again, the conspiracy theories on this band are amazing. And the fact that they thought this stuff up is just, it's awesome. I love it. All right. So, but we don't believe what's on TV. And as people pointed out on Discord, Josh is standing on Tyler's right in the posters, but in every other promotional image, as well as at live shows, he is always on the left. Is it a hidden way to show something is wrong? Also, the title was announced by the Blurry Face Twitter account. The Blurry Face was written when Tyler was in Dima, so he might be back there. Also, there is no variation of their little symbol. You'll see it. Well, I don't know how to describe their symbol, but when you see my stuff, you'll see what I'm talking about. There's no variation of their symbol on the poster. There are two possibilities at this point. They remain in captivity and release this album, possibly happier music than usual, with opinions sponsored by Dima, or they escape and release a different album. We found the phrase, SAI is propaganda, Psy is propaganda, on the Christmas song artwork, and this new album is called Scaled and Icy, S-A-I, Psy. So there's no way this album is real. They've literally told us it's propaganda. This is going to be a huge moment in the story of Trench, but we might not be getting all of the songs yet, and I'm almost certain that the real new album won't be called Scaled and Icy. Also, Scaled and Icy is an anagram for Clancy is Dead, which we also saw in the code on the account terminated page on dima.org.info, so it's probably also trying to tell us Clancy isn't dead, even though Dima is trying to tell us he is. And then he has like an edit where it says, some of you have changed my opinion on this. I'm still very skeptical because there's some very fishy stuff going on here, but some of you have raised good points that regardless of what this album might end up being, there's still a good chance there will be some actual music involved, which is never a bad thing. I apologize for writing the first part. I don't pretend to know exactly what's going on in Tyler and Josh's heads, so I amend my former statement. It's not 100% guarantee, but I still think it's possible that this isn't the real deal yet. But I guess we'll have to wait until May 21st to find out if it's true. Right, so then that happened, and then the 21 Pilots started showing that it is true. They released songs, music videos, behind-the-scenes videos, and stuff like that. But again, the music videos have different meanings behind them. And stuff like that. And then on April 27th, this other Twinone Pilots fan page that I follow had a theory. And it goes, I was looking at the profile pictures from both Tyler and Josh, and I noticed that the Psy symbol is always is in or around their eye. And then it showed the two pictures, and if you look at them, the Psy is around their eye. Eyes are probably the most important symbolic sensory organ. They can represent clairvoyancy, ominence, and or a gateway into the soul. Other qualities that eyes are commonly associated with are intelligence, light, vigilance, moral conscience, and truth. The eye often means judgment and authority. But not only that, remember when the blurry face era ended and the trench era started, the blurry face era ended with a closing eye and the trench era started with an opening eye. And then it shows the eyes closing and then opening. And the new logo looks like an eye when you turn it to the side. So there's that. And then you get behind the scenes photos from like the music videos where both of their wives are there, and then Tyler Joseph's daughter is there, and they're just having a blast. I think these ones are just facts. And then in April, on April 29th, they're not April 29th, maybe April, no, April 30th, they released a song, Choker, for their upcoming album. The song and a music video, and again, hidden meanings behind everything. In the music video, Tyler goes into a toy store that Josh is apparently working at, and he's looking at the toy dragon, and then their newest album is a blue dragon with a pink background and yellow fire or electricity coming out of his mouth. But in this toy store, he's looking at a blue dragon, and he ends up kind of like trying to steal the dragon, and then Josh ends up finding him and like capturing him with a net gun, if you will, and then dragging him. And it's the thing that I found the parallel to it is, as he's being dragged, as he's being dragged, he's still singing, but it also has like a parallel to the music video Jumpsuit when he's in the river just like floating. So there's that. And then it also showed that Josh has this, like, hyper beam power that turns things into toys. On that same Tone on Pilots fan page that I follow, is another theory. During the music video, you see Josh Dunn reading a book called If by Nicholas Bourbaki. And Nicholas Bourbaki was Nico from Nico and the Niners. So he'll always try to stop me, that Nicholas Bourbaki. For now, I see that If and When are truly different cries. For If is purely panic and When is solemn sorrow. And again, these two are quotes from different songs. And then it said that before Choker was released, this light was blinking on their website. Lights, they blink to me, transmitting things to me, ones and zeros, ergo this symphony. Anybody listening, ones and zeros, count to infinity, ones and zeros. And, excuse me, another lyric. And then, this part's talking about, I'll morph to someone else, I'm just a ghost. It's showing how, well, it has a picture of Josh Dunn with like the blue lights coming out of his face and then the toys that he created, you know. So again, these theories are just crazy. And then in their latest article, they talk about like why they're doing things a certain way, and it is a lot of fun to read about, to listen to. Their music is really pleasant to listen to. They kind of go through different genres. If you're listening to the background music, then you kind of know what I'm talking about. Like, they have some that sound very very rock and roll, they have some that sound very alternative, they have some that sound very pop punk, they have some that sound very hip hop, some that sound very rap, if you will. And it's a lot of fun to listen to. My theory is I feel like they're gonna end up having, because they've been talking about, since COVID started, they've been talking about how they've been writing a lot of music. My theory, and I don't know how true this is, again, it's just a theory, is that Scaled and Icy is for sure coming out. You know, they released the song names, they released the song times, and they have the big concert coming out, or virtual concert, live performance, good lord, already, live performance coming out on May 21st, and I really am excited to see that. I hope I can see that, but if you buy your tickets early, you get like early access to certain things, behind the scenes type stuff. And what was I gonna say? Merchandise. You get early release to all of that kind of stuff. So this album is coming out. I feel like this album is run by Dima. Is slightly run by Dima, to the point where like Dima will feel like they're in control, but the lyrics will show that Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn are trying to escape, and that like they're trying to regain control of themselves and stuff like that. And then I feel like another album is gonna come out later on this year, maybe early next year, that showcases them coming out of Dima, or fighting against Dima, or fighting back. Well, fighting back against Dima, yeah. I don't know why I said that weird. And that's my theory. You know, so if you agree, let me know. I would love to hear more from Clickies. Message me at Twitter, it's Coffee with Artie. Instagram, Coffee with a Side of Artie. Hashtag Coffee with a Side of Artie. And let's talk this stuff out, because this band means a lot to me, and I know that it means a lot to other people. My older sister introduced me to them, and she and I have kind of gotten the rest of the household into them. And I enjoy getting friends and others into this band as well, because their songs mean a lot to me. If you've listened, or if you've seen, if you follow my personal page on Instagram, Babbity Rabbity, I have a video of them singing Car Radio Live, and you can hear my voice cracking because of how emotional I got listening to that song because of how much that song means to me. These guys are really great. They're fantastic artists. The way they connect with their fan base is amazing. You know, and in the words of them, East is up. We don't believe what's on TV. And, you know, sorry, I had a little bit of a burp, but give them a shot. Just give them a listen. You might find one that you like. I'm not trying to say that you need to. Obviously, if you don't want to, don't. But it's just that they're a really good band. All right? And on that, I clink. And till next time. Cheers.